Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kufhei, and we are on Kufhei Amar Aleph on the third line towards the end. Rav Hananya, his Parsha Shir, hopefully is up from last night. If not, it should be up soon. Feel free to listen. Parsha's Noach. Okay, Rav Hananya Bar Shalmiya v'Talmidi d'Rav, Havi Yasvi b'Su'udasa. They were sitting, having a meal. V'koyalai Rav Hanun Nasaba, and Rav Hanun Nasaba was serving them. He was the Mishamish. Amrulei Zilchazi Imakdish Yoma. It was Friday afternoon. They said, please look out the window and see if it's Shabbos yet. Imakdish Yoma, if it was nighttime. It's amazing how many meals there were Friday afternoons. Like, we never have any meals Friday afternoons. And all of these Amorim always had meals Friday afternoons and worried, oh, is it Shabbos yet? Was it a Pidyon HaBen? Was it a Bris Mila that went long? Doesn't say in any of these, but this is what they're having a meal. So, Imakdish Yoma, go check. Nifsak, Nafsik, Vinik. We'll have to talk about the halachas of being Kovei Asud on Erev Shabbos. Not today. So, you go see Imakdish Yoma, Nifsak, Vinik Velashabsa. Go see. And if it was, then we'll stop and we'll be Kovei the meal for Shabbos. If it got dark already, then we will be Kovei the meal. How we Kovei the meal? We'll make Kiddush. Make Kiddush. That'll be Kovei the meal. So, let us know. Amar Lahu, says Rav Hanuna Saba, Lo Tzrichisu, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to be Kovei the meal for Shabbos, because you know why? Shabbos Kavanafsha. Shabbos Kavanafsha. Shabbos is Kovei itself. You don't need to do anything. Yes, we said yesterday that there's a mitzvah. We know there's a mitzvah of Kiddush, but like the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim, by Bechor, Behema Tahora, even though it's automatically Kadosh, mitzvah lahakdisho, so to Shabbos, it's automatically Kadosh. So there's a mitzvah, is an element of your adding your personal Kedusha. But inherently, even if I'm screaming all day, it's not Shabbos, it's going to be Shabbos, no matter what. So Shabbos Kavanafsha, Shabbos is Koveya itself, and therefore, one, even if one doesn't do anything, it's still Shabbos. What does it mean, Shabbos kava nafsha? Rashi says, Shabbos hi kavata me'atzma hi chashuva su'uda Shabbos. By itself, if you're automatically eating on Shabbos, that itself is a su'uda Shabbos. V'nivdeles mi su'udas chol. And it's separate from a weekday meal. V'day lochem b'prisas ma'pa v'kiddush. And it's enough. You don't have to. What was the havamina? To be take away your meat, the table, akiras hashulchan, take it away and bring it again. No, just keep eating, but now it'll be a Shabbos meal. All you need, as we said before, is priestess mapa v'kiddush. But Shabbos is koveya itself. We don't have to do anything else, right? See on the second line, also in the Rashbam, the second wide line. D'me'achar shehi oseras aleinu lechol me'ata b'lo kiddush. Since right now, right when Shabbos starts, you're not allowed to eat anymore before you make Kiddush. Ein lecha hefzik gadol mizeh. There's no greater break. You're not allowed to continue eating. So that itself is enough of a hecker. Ume atzma su'uda Shabbos chashiva nevdelas mizu'uda schol. Seim lashem v'dalach and perpitzes map of a Kiddush. So what's enough? Shabbos kava nafsha. De amar Rav, as Rav also says, Kishem Shah Shabbos Kovas La Meiser, Kach Shabbos Kovas La Kiddush. Just like Shabbos is Koveya for Meiser, so too Shabbos is Koveya for Kiddush. So what does that mean? Shabbos is Koveya for Meiser. So we know, let's review for a minute. We know on a Daraisa level, right, when something grows out in the field, I'm allowed to eat from it until there is Gemar Malacha. I'm allowed to eat Arai. I'm allowed to snack on it out in the field, right, before taking Chupas or Maishas. There's no Chiv yet. Once there's Gemar Malacha, with Meiruach and Rias Pnei Abayis, the processes that the Gemara discusses elsewhere, then one has a Chiv to take Trumas or Maishas. But, says the Mishnah and Mesechas Maishas, and the Rambam quotes it here in Hilchas Maiser, there are some events that are Koveya, that substitute for Gemar Malacha. Even if you didn't have Gemar Malacha, but if one of these events happen, then you have to take off Maisrus, Trumas and Maisrus, on a Durabanan level. Pashtus, these are all Durabanan ideas, but it's Halacha L'maisa, one of six events. The Rambam says, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Avilchas Maiser, the Echa, we'll start from the beginning, Peros, Shigi, Alonas, Maisrus, Peros, fruit that the ripening stage, v'nitlishu, and they're taken off. V'adayin lo nigmar malachton, but they didn't have gemar malach yet. They weren't made into a nice, neat pile in the field. They're still under the tree, all over. Kigon tfuah shekatzra v'dasha v'adayin lo zarosa, you didn't winnow it yet. V'lo mercha, you didn't make it into piles. Mutter lechol mehen achilas arai, achet gemar malachton. You could go out and eat from it. You'll have a snack from under the field. Only after Gemar Malach is Aser. But then the Rambam says, this is only if there wasn't a kviel of Maisros yet. But if there was, then you're not allowed to even eat Arai, snacking from it. What are the six events? Habayis, if I bring it into my house, even before Gemar Malach. V'hamekach, if I sell it. All of these items, all of these actions are giving it chashivus, and therefore, even though there wasn't other gemar malacha, the substitute. So you have bayis mekach, eish, if I cook it, melach, if I salt it, vahatruma, if I took off truma already. From it, last one, Shabbos. Shabbos is kovei ala maestras. V'kulan in koven ela bedavar shenigmar malachtan, fine. Koven el by something that would have been. Kaitzen, and then he quotes the this halacha. So meaning, hashkafically, it's an important point also, everything you eat on Shabbos is chashiv. And therefore, even if the normal processing hasn't happened yet, if it's Shabbos, everything on Shabbos, it's not called snacking, you might say. Everything has a certain significance, a certain chashivus, and therefore, one has to take off maestras. And that is why the Mishnah says in Baba Malikin, that we say one of the questions that we ask before Shabbos, right, is, right, did you carry off Maestros yet? We say Alikos Aner, that we say. But the Isartem, Eraftem, Alikos Aner. Isartem, did you carry off Maestros? Why? Because if you didn't, Shabbos is gonna cause problems. So that's Shabbos Kava Nafsha. Shabbos is Kaveh for Maestros.
Once the status of something is now
right, after Shabbos, I don't think it's... right, Shabbos is Koveh. I don't think it goes back after... The other five, you can't go back in time. Right, even if you take it out of your house. But I think once Shabbos comes, then it's Koveh. Right, what if you left it in the field, and you didn't touch it, and then it passed over a Shabbos? I'll have to look it up. I don't remember. Okay, sure, it's Mefurish. Bez Hashem. Homework. Okay, so Shabbos is Koveh itself, and therefore, Rav Hamnuna Saba told the other rabbis at the meal, even if you don't do anything, you don't have to uproot your table, and then have everything starting from the beginning. Even if you're just Poris Mapo Makadesh, that is good enough. Interesting, Hara, the halacha is, as the Rashi and the Rambam both mention here, part of the idea why Shabbos is Koveh itself is that there's an Isser of eating before Kiddush. Once there's a chiyuv of Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat. And the halacha we know is even water you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. Right? We discussed this in the Daf Yin Shir this week, the Isser of Te'ima, says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Aleph, Aser litom klum kodem sheyakadish afilu mayim. And the poskim point out, the Lubavitcher Rebbe and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, this is different than other mitzvahs. Generally, by other mitzvahs, let's say it's time to daven mincha. Let's say it's time to light the Chanukiah. Let's say it's time to do a mitzvah. So I'm allowed to drink. I'm allowed to eat. I'm allowed to snack. I'm not allowed to have a meal once the time for the mitzvah comes. This is different, though. Kiddush and Avdalah, it's a different idea. It's not just about, you know, it's time to do a mitzvah. We don't want you to forget, so you can't be Koveh Seuda before the time of doing the mitzvah, like we have by 95% of mitzvahs. By Kiddush and Avdalah, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Reish Ayin Aleph is different. The Afal Pisha call mitzvahs Hakavu Alehem Zman Lo Asru Ela Likvo Seuda. Because maybe you might come to forget, you might come to be asuk in your meal, and that you might forget, aval ti'ima, usually tasting something is mutter, mikol makom, bekiddush v'chein b'havdala hichmiru yoser. Kiddush and havdala even more machmir, can't even drink water. Lefi, and this applies, we paskin, both the night kiddush and the day kiddush. Right, sometimes I've been asked, you know, whether a bar mitzvah boy is allowed to take a drink. But you know, between the aliyahs, he's nervous, his throat is dry. I said he can take a drink with two conditions. Number one, he has to go make kiddush after shacharis. Right, privately go make kiddush after shacharis, because he's not allowed to drink before, what, on this bar mitzvah day, you're going to make him violate this din d'rabbanan of drinking before kiddush, of not allowed to even drink. So number one, if he really needs it, he would have to make kiddush and have a mizonos, because kiddush makom suda. And number two, I would announce it, so it's not maror sayin. I would announce that he made kiddush privately, and he needs it because his throat is dry, and so they don't want to do it. But that's the halacha. Because sometimes if you have somebody drinking or something and they don't know the halacha, they do, oh, it's a bar mitzvah boy. So what? It doesn't make a difference. It's against the halacha. And therefore says the Shulchan Acharav. Here, we're machmer Yoser, lafi, she'ikar mitzvasan hu betchila zmanam. Because Kiddush and Avdallah are tone setters. They have to set the tone for everything afterwards. Dahainu samach leknisa Shabbos v'samach leisiyaso. It's a tone setter for Shabbos, it's a tone setter for weekday. And therefore, one is to make sure that nothing, not even water, we paskin, is allowed when the chiv of Kiddush and Avdallah, before davening in the morning, you'll have to drink something. Because the chiv of Kiddush didn't kick in yet. The chiv of Kiddush only kicks in after Shachris. So if somebody wants to have a cup of coffee and have a little something beforehand, that's okay. That's just related to the issur of eating before davening. So whatever one is allowed to eat before davening, so one is allowed there. Right? One is allowed to drink. And if somebody needs a little to eat, medical reasons, they could also take a little to eat. But when it comes to once the chiddush of Kiddush kicks in after Shachris, then there is no drinking at all. But that's part of what the Rashi and the Rashbam both say here, how Shabbos is kava nafsha, the issur of Kiddush. The issue of eating and drinking before Kiddush kicks in. Good, says the Gemara, Savar mina, they thought, ki hechi to kava la Kiddush, kach kava la Havdala. They thought, just like it's koveya for Kiddush, so too it's koveya la Havdala. Meaning what? Just like when Shabbos starts, you have to stop your meal, because there's a chiv of Kiddush, as we have just been talking, and you have to stop and not eat anymore. So too, they thought they were about to paskin, that you have to stop Shalosh Shudas. You have to stop Shalosh Shudas right when Shabbos is over, according to whatever shita I hold. Like we discussed earlier, if you remember, back on Sadi Dalet, we discussed Bein HaShmashis and the different shitas, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. So I have to stop. Chiv Havdalah kicks in right away. I am not allowed to continue. So Amalu Rav Amram Achi Amar Rav. No. Rav Amram says no. Don't stretch it. This is what Rav says. L'kiddush kovas v'lo l'havdala kovas. Don't compare kiddush and havdala. Kiddush is koveya by itself, but havdala is not koveya by itself. Meaning, if somebody's eating shalosh shudas, obviously one is allowed to continue. We don't say that they have to. Continue. And if you look in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham here quotes the Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai is famous for his commentary on Chumash, Talmud of the Ramban, but he quotes here the Sefer Shulchan Shel Arba. Rabbeinu Bachai, in the Kisvei Rabbeinu Bachai, he has a Sefer Shulchan Shel Arba. It's all about on the second shelf over there, the green one. It's okay. Shulchan Shel Arba, and there he talks all about different halachas of the meals. When did we last discuss Shulchan Shel Arba? I'm not sure we're going to discuss it again soon. But it comes up at the end of Psachim, all the Zugos Gemaras, about the Ayin Hara, and he has a very important Hara about the Zugos Gemaras. So Bezra, we'll get back to that. But here, the Magen Avraham quotes, in Reish Sadi Tez Beis, Shimhaya Mafsik, if you would stop Shalosh Shudas. Oh, we got to stop. We got to bet. We got to eat. Nire Kimigaresh HaMelech. It's like you're throwing the king out. You're throwing out Shabbos. V'domel azeh darshu b'mechilta. And we darsh as I say on the mechilta. Zachar v'shamar. Shamreyu b'yitziyaso. Guard it at the time it's going out. Ka'adam she'ein roseh she'ilech o'havo me'etzlo kol zman she'yachol. You try to keep in the Shabbos. Right, so that's the Magen Avraham in the name of Rabbeinu Bachai. That one has to be careful not to stop during the meal. And the Rush here says, don't compare Knesset and Yitzia. Don't compare Knesset and Yitzia, Shabbos going in and Shabbos going out. Rav Hashem, we'll have to get back to that. You know what? Let's mention it now already. That the Rush says, don't compare going in and going out. Related to this is also an important machlokas between the Ramah and the Levush. This comes up on Amud Beis, but I'll mention it here, but it could count for an Amud Beis thought. Says the Ramah, we know that, let's say I make early Shabbos, or forget early Shabbos, let's say a woman lights candles, and she didn't turn off the oven yet. She could tell one of the children in the house, somebody who wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, yeah, can you please turn off the oven? Can you do this? It's Ma'aseh B'chol Yom. Woman lights candles, and then she asks people around her to do malacha for her. That's mutar l'chadchila. If somebody is mekabel Shabbos, and the other person was not mekabel Shabbos yet, mutar l'chadchila to tell the other person to do malacha. Just like if somebody makes early Shabbos, and somebody's making late Shabbos. The person who makes early Shabbos is allowed to go to the neighbor and say, could you please do malacha for me? That's mefurish mutar. That's the last simen, the last seif in the Reish Samach Gimel. Reis Alma Gimel. Right, says the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh omrim, shvi shekibel alav Shabbos kodem chashecha, mutter lomar liyisrael chaver lasos lomalacha. Fine. The controversy is, what about a motzi Shabbos? What about if I still am having Shabbos, but I want to ask somebody who I know finished Shabbos already to do malacha for me? Am I allowed to do that? Even a fascinating question, somebody once noted to me that they said their father davened in a certain shtiebel where the Rebbe gave unbelievable divrei Torah, and he started speaking at Shalosh Shudis, and he always started like 2 minutes before he himself held that Shabbos was really over. He started really late. So he asked the Rav, can you just start 2 minutes later, which is after Shabbos according to me, and I'm going to record it. I'm going to have a tape recorder under the days of the tape recorders, right? I'm going to have a tape recorder underneath the table, nobody will see, and I'll have it recorded. So the Rav wasn't masking. He said, it's Shalosh Shudis. It's Shalosh Shudis. I don't care if you finish Shabbos. But either way, that might be just a public policy issue. But Me'ikar Adin, if I finish Shabbos already, could I ask somebody else to do Malach for me who finished Shabbos? Says the Ramah, no problem. The Ramah there says there's no difference between Knisa Shabbos and Yitzhia Shabbos. Says the Ramah, V'kol shekein b'motzi Shabbos. It's a kol shekein. Misha ma'achel his pala b'motzi Shabbos. Not because I think they're wrong, and I think it's wrong for them to finish Shabbos already. I'm just machmer on myself. Just like going into Shabbos, it was Makabel Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos for you yet. If I just think that I'm keeping a different minhag, muter lo malach avero Yisrael shekfar ispalel v'hivdil lasos lo malachto lahalak lo neiris lavashalo. That's the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Levush in two words. V'halavush oser. But this is one of those Levushes you got to look up to get the real appreciation of the Levush. The Levush says, the Levush screams at the Ramah. The Levush oser. He screams, avali neiris she'en ani don doma l'raya. Don't compare the two. Velo dummy iule Shabbos la afuke Shabbos. Don't compare Shabbos going in and Shabbos going out. The be iule Shabbos hadavar tali benidro. Very important lashon. Kabbalah Shabbos is a form of a neder. The kibulo alav kedusha Shabbos. The nuchalomar shezek kibul alav is a lo kibul alav. It's personal. Avo afuke shabsa shikfar nesar alav hakol biyom haShabbos v'hu mamshich b'kedushaso balayla kol ha'isur ma'anim shachin imo delo shayach lomar hutru miksasan lo hutru. He's allowed to do malach himself, but Amira LeYehudi is now mutter. No, you can't say that. Once it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos. Shemiksasan hutru kulam hutru kamo gabi neder v'kilam shekulam lo hutru shari yuaser batzias malacha gam miksasan lo hutru v'ray. And then he quotes a raya brura to this v'chulu, and he brings a raya from Yom Kippur. Either way, that's an important machlokas between the Ramah and the Levush about afuke shapsa. That's exactly this issue right here. Right? What does the Gemara say? L'kiddush kovas lo l'havdala kovas. You don't have to stop your shalosh shudis in order to be able to make Havdalah and then eat. You don't say that, right? We don't compare Kiddush and Havdalah. Says the Gemara continuing. Bahani mili le'inyin mifsik delo mafsikinan. Fine, we say that you're not mafsik. You don't have to stop your Shalosh Shudis at when Shabbos starts. Avol aschule lo maschilinan. But you're not allowed to start a meal then. You can't start a meal so late in the day when it's time to start, when it's time to make Havdalah. Let's continue and then we'll make a comment on that. And then also, stopping, it only means you don't have to stop, you don't have to stop eating. But drinking, you have to stop. Eating, it's already a significant act. It already, like we had a couple of days ago, like regarding Hilchos Brachos, it already has a kfias, so you can continue that. Drinking has no kfias. And therefore, any drinking that you do might be considered a new drinking. And therefore, you shouldn't drink anymore, but you're allowed to eat. For continuing, v'shtiyanami lo amar nela b'chamer v'shichra. And the only drinking they have to stop doing is chamra v'shichra, wine and beer. V'maya leslamba, water is water. And once you're continuing your meal, we're not going to say anything wrong with water. Semicolon. Upliga the Ravuna, this is against Ravuna, who answered even water. The Ravuna chazia lehu gavra d'shasa maya kodem avdallah. Ravuna saw a person who was drinking before avdallah, drinking even water. Amar lei, lo mistifi marme askara. Aren't you worried about askara? Askara is the throat ailment, causes some type of breathing issues. That if you remember, where does Askara come up? That's the death that all the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Gemara in Yevamos. They all died from Askara, the Gemara says. Right? That's Askara. Last week's Parsha, the Gemara also says that so certain Tinokos that are born on Wednesdays are Mesa Baskara. But either way, Lomistavi Mara Miaskara, Ditana, Mishmeid Rabbi Akiva, Kalatoim Klum, Kodim Shiavlo, Misaza Baskara. So Rav Huna felt you can't even drink water before Avdala. So that's what he said. This was a case of, well, even Lahafsik, Maskin, not allowed to start anything. The Gemara's limitation before was even Shasiya. We said even Lahafsik, only Achila is allowed, but Shtiya is not allowed. Right, and now, and but water, you can continue. And now we say that even water, Rav Huna said, is not allowed. And Rabbanan de Beiravashi lo kafi amaya. Rabbanan de Beiravashi wore a makbet on maya against Rav Huna. Period. Stop there for a moment. Okay, an important discussion right here in the Tosfos. Tosfos says in Vahani Mili, Mashma shahayu ochlin b'Shabbos. What's the problem?
Doesn't the Rashbam say that
that's
talking about masculine,
mine
was okay for
masculine? Velo Amran as okay, the Rashbam, but he's looking the I see what you're saying. Velo Amran aschule elo okay, the Pasha of the Gemara, of the our Girsa of the Gemara is Umifsak Nami lo Amran if you continue going on the Hefsik. But you're right, okay, the Rashbam is saying it's going on the Haskala. I agree. That's how he's understanding it. Good. Back to Tosfos. Vahani Mili, Tosfos says, what does the Gemara say? Oh, eating and drinking, where do you have to stop? Vahulu. It sounds like they were eating and drinking between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Right, that's the Pashtus of the story. Vamash Mashi Ochlin Bashas, Bashabis Samach Lechashecha Vitema. Says Tosfos, we don't eat between Mincha and Ma'ariv on Shabbos. Shalom Nogulechol Ben Mincha and Ma'ariv. I don't understand what these Amaram are doing. Vigam Rabbeinu Tam, Ko'as al Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Tam got very upset. Shehinig lechol be mincha l'mayriv. Rabbeinu Meshulam said, you're allowed to eat between mincha l'mayriv. No, you're not allowed to eat between mincha l'mayriv on Shabbos. Why? To Amar b'medrish. Hashos emayim b'Shabbos bein hashmashos. If you drink water even late on Shabbos, gozel as krov of ha-mesim. You're stealing from the mesim. Something about, as we know, Alpi Kabbalah, the Mesim have Menucha on Shabbos. And on late on Shabbos is when they head back to Gehenim. Gehenim is closed on Shabbos. Everybody has respite. But on late in the day on Shabbos is when they're going back. That's why we say Sidchas Letzedek at Shabbos Mincha. Right? And that's various reasons. That's one of them. And the Gatosa continues. It says, that's why we shouldn't be able to eat at that time. It's not appropriate. The Kasev Shabamachas Ira Maisa Belotir Ubali De Sakana Ubikoshi Yitiru Erev Yom HaKippurim Lechol Achar Vidui Yishem Shechrus V'kam Tisha B'av Shechal Yis B'Shabbos V'nitcha Yitir B'koshi. Okay, if it's Tisha B'av, you're not going to be able to eat tomorrow. You're able to eat late in the day. But Bali Tosfos say, we don't eat Shalosh Shudas so late in the day. The Yesh Lidchos, and the Tosfos says, oh, maybe, Demayri, that is only if you started Be'isr, and these are all where you are Maschel Beheter. Either way, what do you see from Shitas Tosfos? Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is, you're not allowed to eat Shalosh Shudas very late in the day. And if you want to look at the Rush here adds, after quoting Rabbeinu Tam, V'gam Rav Shala Mimasa Machsya. Kasav shetiknu lomar tzidah kadin al shemais Moshe Rabbeinu ba'osa shah. Moshe Rabbeinu died late on Shabbos afternoon. Some say David HaMelech also died late Shabbos afternoon. Another reason to say tzidkas chatzedek. The Rosh says v'gam noagu shlo lekvo a medrash bein shtei tefilas mishum dechacham shemais batei medrashos betelim. Wow. When the chacham of the city dies, all batei medrash are batel. And Moshe Rabbeinu died at this time of the week, so that is why we don't learn then. Minach avasino torahu. Says the Rosh, I'm not so convinced though, because Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos. I don't agree to that. Because what does it say in Parshas Vayelech? Ben mea ve'esrim shana anochi hayom. Right? He died that day. And we know Chazal say on that day, he wrote all the Sifrei Torah. He wrote 12 Sifrei Torah. 13 Sifrei Torah. He wrote that on Shabbos. He wrote the Sifrei Torah on Shabbos. Or b'Shabbos yecha yakosev. V'yod muchach b'seder olam de be'erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos iftar. Moshe Rabbeinu died on Erev Shabbos. Tiktani, and you do the math with from Sefer Yeshua. Okay, and Tzidkas Tzedek, I think, is because the Mesa are going back, not because of Moshe Rabbeinu. Either way, the different day is in the rush. But what do you see this sheet of Tosfos holds? That Shalosh Shudas should not be eaten between Mincha and Ma'ariv. We, of course, do not pask in that way. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes different deos. Quotes this dea but we don't paskin that way. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Ramah, in Reish Sadi Aleph, Yesh Omrim, the Aser Lishtos Mayim, Be Minchal Mayer B'Shabbos, the Oz Chosros Hanishamos Legehenim, the Alkein, Ein Lechos, Udashlishes, Be Minchal Mayer, El Yochel Osa, Kodem Mincha. That's the first day. Who is he quoting here? Tosfos v'Rosh Mordechai Perakarvi Psachim. Our Tosfos. Shalashud is eaten before Mincha. Between Mincha Marv, no eating. No learning either, it sounds like. I don't know what you're supposed to do. That's day number one. V'yesh Omrim, says the Ramah, the Yoser Tov Lispal Mincha Tchila. Rambam, Tur, goes Mordechai, goes by Manius, Agur. Right? Others say, no. Daven Mincha first. Don't worry about the other issues. V'chei Nogim Mincha Tchila B'chol Medina Zelu. That's what we do. Right? Says the Ramah, we go against this Rabbeinu Tam. We dafka eat shalosh shudas between Mincha and Ma'ariv, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, if you can't eat a meal after Mincha, you can do it before Mincha if you don't have any other choice, but really, like we do on Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos, when we have two meals in the morning, but l'chadchila, we paskin to daven Mincha before shalosh shudas. That is against this Tosfos here, but this is the where the action is right here on our Tosfos.
Can you continue?
Could you continue? Yes. We paskin, yes. We paskin. You don't have to stop. Right? You have shalosh shudas until 1 o'clock in the morning. 1 o'clock in the morning. Remember, my father-in-law once told me, my father-in-law is a doctor in Borough Park. He once told me he got a call like 11 o'clock at night on the Mosi Shabbos in the winter. And he got a call that some Rebbe, somebody was having difficulty breathing. He got called to go to his house. And he goes there, he was still in the middle of shalosh shudas. 11 o'clock at night in the winter. And it was way past any Rabbeinu Tam type of shita. But that was the, that's where he went. Okay. Boy, mine Ravina may Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Mi shalo kidesh be'erev Shabbos. Mao shiye kadesh ve'olei kol hayom kulo. He asked him, if you didn't make kiddush Friday night, what about making kiddush right during the day? Kol hayom kulo. Can you make kiddush later on? Amar lei, well, let's find a parallel. Mi da amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya. Mi shalo hivdil b'motzi Shabbos. Mavdo v'hole kol haShabbos kulo. This whole omud of Gemara is about comparing Kiddush and Havdalah. Right? Well, since if you missed Havdalah, you can make Havdalah till Tuesday. So achanami. Mi shalo kiddush b'erev Shabbos b'chadosh v'hole kol hayom kulo. If you, just like you can make Havdalah in the continuation, so too it must be, you could also make Kiddush in the continuation. I think it's the same. Let's continue a little bit, and then we'll talk about some lamdas. Esve lele Shabbos v'lele yantif yesh bahen kedusha alakos. Friday night and yantif night is kiddush alakos. V'yesh bahen has, that's not a din daraisa, kiddush alakos. Making kiddush daraisa, there's a machlokas rishon. There is a daya. There's a daya of the mefarish in Nazir. It's fake Rashi. The mefarish in Nazir on the Avdalit says even kiddush alakos. It's drinking the wine. Is even part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that sachreyu bidvarim, saying the words of kiddush, that's the din d'oraisa. Saying it ala kos and drinking the wine, that's d'rabanan. But either way, it's the din. So the brisa says, making kiddush, they would make kiddush ala kos on Friday night and yantif night. The yesh ben askar bevirchas hamazon, and we also mention it in benching. Ritzayin yal v'yavo, Shabbos v'yantif, ein b'hem kiddush ala kos. On Shabbos and Yontif day, you don't have to make Kiddush Alakos. What does that mean? The Rashbam says, all you have to say is Berei Peragafen. We'll have to talk about that in the coming days. What exactly is Kiddush Rabbah? But it means there's no specific Nusach to say in the morning. But you do say Yalav V'Yavo and Ritzay. That's the Brisa. What does the Brisa say? There's no Kiddush during the day. The East Al-Gadayadach Mishalo Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos. Mikadosh V'Ole Kol Hayom Kulo. But 1 minute, if it's true what you said, that if you didn't make Kiddush on Friday night, you can make it. Let's say something happens, somebody's exhausted, they fall asleep. They don't make Kiddush, they wake up in the morning. So if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you can make it the whole Shabbos day. Then Shabbos Yadav Nami. Mishkachas Lo Diyesh Ben Kiddush Alakos. What do you mean? Then you also have a case where you could have Kiddush Alakos during the day. Di'i lo kiddush me urta mekadosh l'machar. If you didn't make kiddush at night, you make kiddush the next day. Answer the Gemara, Omar le di'i lo k'tani. I'm not talking about a crazy unusual case. Normally, there's no kiddush alakos during the day. If it happens. If it happens, of course if it happens. But that's not a normal case. And therefore, we don't have to worry about that case. The question of lumdis that is asked about this, about a kiddush and Havdalah is, fine, we know if you didn't make Havdalah, then you can make Havdalah all the way till Tuesday evening. And if you didn't make kiddush on Friday night, you can make kiddush Shabbos day. Is that the same halacha? In other words, when is the chiyuv of Kiddush and when is the chiyuv of Havdalah? Rova poskim say that even though the, in halacha lamaisa they might be the same, in lamdas they're very different. The chiyuv of Havdalah is Motzi Shabbos. Everything else is makeup. It's tashlumin. It's not that the chiyuv of Havdalah continues until Tuesday. The chiyuv of Havdalah is Motzi Shabbos. And you can make it up though. Kiddush, the chiyuv of Kiddush is every moment of Shabbos until you make Kiddush. It's not a makeup on Shabbos day. Oh, this is not the best time to do it, but you know what? Make it up. No. And even though the Gemara compares them, but I think there is a big difference. Who says this? This is the Bach. The Bach is one of the first ones to say this. The Bach is medayek. What happens if somebody doesn't make Kiddush Friday night, bemazed? And all of a sudden, Shabbos morning, they're chozer b'tshuva. They want to make Kiddush. So we know, but say, by davening. If somebody doesn't daven mincha, bemazed, and then and they want to make it up next fila, they can't. Tashlumin is only if it was shogeg or ones, not mazed. You can't make it up if it was mazed. So if you look in the Torah says in Reish Ayin Aleph, in the name of Rav Amram, if you forgot to make Kiddush Friday night because you forgot or ones, you kaddish l'machar, but the Rambam holds, it goes out as a machlokas, but the Rambam holds, if you don't make Kiddush Friday night, even b'mezid, you can make it up the next day. The Hachi Mistaver Tvei. Says the Torah, I like that Rambam. Machlokas Rav Amram Gon and the Rambam. Says the Bach, what's the svar for the Rambam? What's the svar for the Rambam? Because the chiv of Kiddush isn't only Friday night. By davening, if you are mazed in the entire time when there's a chiyuv, so then you can't make it up. You blew it. But Kiddush, the chiyuv continues during the day. Aval Kiddush, says the Bach, Zmana kol haShabbos, Ela de'ikra mitzvah l'kaddish miyad, kishakidesh hayom, Zachar yom haShabbos l'kaddisho. Avalam avar velo kiddush, mishakidesh hayom, afilo avar b'mazed, yikaddish l'machar. What if the first 2 hours of Zman Shachar, the person was mazed, he's not davening, and then he decides to daven, and it's all the time for Shachar? Of course he davens. Still the time. It says that's Delav Mitaras Tashlumin Naguba. Ella Dadain Lo Avrisman Kiddush. That's the Bach right here in Meshai and Aleph. That's very different than Havdalah. Havdalah, as we know, let's say somebody, Ba'ones misses Havdalah. So then also it could be that he does not have to make it up. It's a discussion about that. Hilchas Aninus. But either way, it could be that Havdalah is an idea of Tashlumin. The Menachas Chinuch discusses. What about, classic Menachas Chinuch, what about a Katan Shehigdil? What about a katan that becomes a gadol? He grows Shtei Cyrus on Shabbos morning. He made Kiddush Friday night. He didn't make Kiddush Friday night. Does he have to repeat Kiddush again? Because, you know, what if he's a shote and then he becomes a nishtafe? Right? All the classic Minchas Chinuch discussions of, you know, Shabbos morning, does the chiyuv continue? Again, nafkaminas in all of these cases. Just one other source related, and that is a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer basically says the same idea with a little hashkafa behind it. Why is it that Kiddush, the chiyuv is the entire Shabbos, while Havdalah, it finishes? Right, it's a tashlumin. Says the Chassam Sofer, very mistaver. He says, Havdalah is about separating Shabbos from weekday. That's one moment. It happens in a moment. Okay, we said yes, past couple of days, Hashkafigli, right, the Revel Yashiv, it continues the Ruach of Shabbos, and that's why some poskim say you should keep on your Shabbos clothes until after Malava Malka, and that's why, right, it's still a little bit of the smell of Shabbos. Okay, Hashkafigli. But Lamaisa, Shabbos ends at a certain point. And therefore, you make Abdallah, that's it. Everything else after that is Tashlumin. Kiddush? What's Kiddush about? Shabbos gets more kedusha every moment. It's not one moment. Boom, it is, but it expands. Says the Chassam Sofer in the 17th shuva in all of shuvas Chassam Sofer. Bish lama kiddush afagav dilach ora zachor biknisa so mashma mikal makom kiva da kedusha mosefes vaholeches v'kavod yom adif v'kavod laila v'haya roi l'kadish bayom al tosefes kedusha sam unhi ikas biknisa so sagi mikal makom, you continue making kiddush v'chulu unhi d'loch yav to Torah to keep making kiddush every moment of the day mikal makom, if you didn't make kiddush Friday night, you make it the next day, not b'toras tashlumin mashaykin b'avdala d'lo shayich ela berega predas Shabbos me'achol v'al osa rega mivarech v'shuv continues. That is the Chassam Sofer. So even though the Gemara compares now Kiddush and Havdalah, There is a difference between them. Okay, next kasha. Eisvei, second to last line. Again, kasha about kiddush. Do you make, the Gemara says you make kiddush during the day. Kavod yom kavod laila kavod yom kadim. The halacha, we discussed this also in the Daf Be'in Shir this week. The kavod yom is greater than kavod laila. What does that mean? In terms of the seuda, your daytime seuda is supposed to be more special than your nighttime seuda. The im ein lo ela kos echad, but if you only have one cup of wine, omer alav kiddush hayom, you say the Friday night kiddush, kiddush hayom, that's what it means, Friday night kiddush, mipnisha kiddush hayom, kodem lo kavod yom, because the kiddush of yom comes first. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa. Says the Gemara, the im isa, and if it's true that you can make kiddush during the day, so then why don't you just wait and do it during the day? You don't have enough food and drink for everything. If you only have one cup of wine, wait till the daytime, and then do it then. Says the Gemara, Amarlein, no. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. No, doing a mitzvah in its proper time is precious. This is the second time we've had this in this Masechta. You see on the side, Ayin la'el samachesim abeis, right? That was the sugya of the Hector chalavim veivarim. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you're allowed, as we know, you have to shech the Karban Pesach. That's the day. You have to shech the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach Vodan HaShabbos. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you're even allowed to do Hector Chalavim Veivarim, which theoretically you could do after Shabbos. No? Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Even though it's being Doche Yisurim, one is still allowed to do that at the time. That's Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So here too, the Gemara answers that. Even though, theoretically, yes, you'd be able to make Kiddush during the day, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And again, we discussed this in the Daf Ian Shir, that some poskim are a little wondrous how it is that sometimes we have more special items at the Friday night meal than by the Shabbos day meal. The Friday night meal, the Marshal screams about this. He says, why is it some people have more delicacies at the Friday night meal? And what does he say? He says, once I learned this halacha, I took it upon myself not to have fish on Friday night anymore. That's the Marshal. I don't want to have fish Friday night because that's a very delicacy for me. So he saved that for the Shabbos day. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan is matzik the minag. He says sometimes food tastes better right out of the oven, and therefore they could have certain foods on Friday night and not Shabbos day. We have to understand minag Yisrael Torahu. But either way, that is the idea of kavod yom and kavod laila, and one has to be careful about the day meal. There is one hara though, some poskim say, and that is what's called the chumus meal. In the Piskei Tshuvas, they quote this as more common in Eretz Yisrael. You know, sometimes people wake up, they daven, especially in the winter months, you daven early, you come back at 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, you wash, you have a little bit of chumus, you have a little bit whatever, you take a walk, you go learn, you daven mincha, then you come back to have the main meal. So some poskim say, is that really so appropriate? Because then you're making shalosh shuda, such a big meal. The second meal has to have chashivas to it. If you want to have a fourth meal later on, and the third meal will count as your second meal, okay, fine. So you had an extra kiddush meal. But really, one has to be careful to make the second meal of Shabbos with ma'achalim chashuvin. Good. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita is, remember, the we mentioned in the past also, the Minchas Asher's Maimer and Simen Chaf Beis, the four principles that sometimes overlap, but they each have their own identity as well. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, zrizim magdimin l'mitzvahs, ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, shihue mitzvah lo mashhinon. Those four principles, we'll see at the end if we have time to get back to those four principles. But now let's continue. Umi amrinan chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Do we say that really? Do we hold to that principle? V'yotanya hanichas l'beisa b'motzi Shabbos. If somebody comes home on Motzi Shabbos, mevarech ala yayin v'yala mor v'yala b'samim, what does he do? You make bari pra gafen, and then you make ha'esh, and then b'samim, v'yachagach omer avdala lakos, and then you say avdala, v'mein lo ela kos echad, but if you only have one cup of wine, and you know you're going to have, and your minhag is to bench ala kos, and you're going to have malav amalka later. Manicho ad la'achar hamazon, leave it to later. Umishal shalon kulam la'acharav, and say all the brachos of Havdalah later. V'lo amrina chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. What do you mean? If you only have one cup, you can make Havdalah after your malav amalka. What about the principle of chaviv mitzvah b'shaita? You want to do the mitzvah of Havdalah, and don't worry about later. So you won't have a kos later. Answer, Amri Lei answers, Ana lo chakima ana velo chazo ana velo yichida ana. I'm not so wise. I'm not a seer. I'm not a yachid. What does that mean? The Rashbam says, I didn't hear this from only one person. Ela gamarna visadarnana. I heard this from a Rebbe. And I was gomer and misaderit. I heard this from a Rebbe. V'chein morim bebe medrash kavasi. And also in the base medrash, this is what they say. What's the answer? Shiny lawn beini yule yoma lafuke yoma. There's a difference between Shabbos starting and Shabbos ending. Meaning, Kiddush b'shaita and Havdalah b'shaita, as we just said in Amun Aleph. Iyule yoma, starting Shabbos, Shabbos coming in, kol kama, demakta minon lei adif, umachabavinon lei. The sooner you can start Shabbos, the better. That's why Chaviva Mitzvah b'shaita applies to Kiddush. Afuke yoma, ma'achrinon lei. But Havdalah? We don't mind pushing Havdalah a little later. Ki hechid lo levi alan ketuna, so it doesn't appear like a burden. And therefore, there's a big difference between the two. And this is what we mentioned also. The Shulchan Aruch quotes on Motzai Shabbos Chanukah. To push off the Neros, to push off Havdalah and light candles first, according to some Minhagim. Right, as long as you said Baruch HaMavdil. Because you want to push off Shabbos as much as can. And that's why we say V'hinoam V'yata Kaddish, we said to push off Shabbos as much as possible. What's this Lashon of Lo Chakima Ana, Lo Chazo Ana? This is an unbelievable Nesha Chachma. Only he could come up with this. You have to like know Shas by heart to know to come up with this. So what did he mean by this statement? He says, Anachnu Ro'im, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Shmuel V'Rabba. We know that earlier we had the whole discussion about Yaknahaz, Yanahak, all these. So there was a major machlokas Rav and Shmuel at root, whether Kiddush and Havdalah, which comes first? Do you make Kiddush first? Do you make Havdalah first? Rav Yeshua ben Chananya, Shmuel and Rabba all held Kiddush has to be Basof. Got to make Havdalah first. Levi, Rav, and the Rabbanon held Kiddush goes first. That was a machlokas there, if you remember all the shitas. Vihine Amru, this is quoted in the Margolis HaShas from Rabbi Meir Simcha. Amru on Rabbi Yeshua, Shu Chacham Gadol, Ma'od, Gam B'mili Da'alma. So let's go through the three people who held that Kiddush goes second. Remember what they do here? What they do here? They made Bray Prayer Gavin first, Marv Asamim, and then Havdalah. So says the Meshach Chachma, Rabbi Yeshua elsewhere is known as a great Chacham. Amrisu Chakima Tuvi, quotes all the sources here. He was the one who was Menatzeach Savi de Beatuna. The Gemara in Bukharis Davches, where there was all these discussions about Emuna. Shmuel was known as a Choze. Right? What does the Gemara say in Brachas? I could see, I understand the pathways in Shemayim like I know the pathways of Nardah. Rabbi Bar Nachmani, said about himself, Ani Yachid Binagaim, Ani Yachid Ba'ahalos. Says the Remer Simcha, that's what's being referred to here. What's he saying here? Lo chakimana. I don't hold like the Chacham, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. I don't hold Choza. I don't like Shmuel. Yechida. I don't like Rabbi Bar Nachman, who's all these are references to different people. Ela Gamarna. What's Gamarna? Visadarna. Sadarna is, that's used by Rav, he was Reish Sadarna, all the other people on the other side of the Machlokas. I hold like them, that they all hold that Kiddush goes before Havdalah. So all of these phrases are referring to another Amora in the Gemara, and then at the end it says that this was later printed in the Ar Sameach, in Hilchos Shabbos Chav Tes Gimel. But that is the an amazing Ar Sameach that has a totally different way of understanding the Gemara. Okay, so we had this story that he comes home and he's mishalshel all of the mitzvos on the coast later. But you learn many things from this story. Says the Gemara, Shma mina miya masisim timnei. You learn eight things. You learn eight halachos from that story. Let's just get them out on the board today. And then maybe we'll talk about them at length. Shma mina, number one, amavdo betfila tzor shiadol on the coast. Number one, there are two avdalas that we know of. Even though you made havdalah in davening, you have to make Havdalah when you get home. That's why they were making Havdalah again. You have to be Havdalah al Kos. Rav Soloveitchik has a Yartzeit Shir where he discusses the two different forms of Havdalah. Interesting that the Havdalah in Shul, Atochanatanu, is the matir for Malacha. The Havdalah at home is the matir for Achila and Shasiya. Right? You need two different Havdalahs. You can't eat after it's Shul, but you're allowed to drive home. Right? There's two different Havdalahs. That's one item that you learn. Vishma mina. Bracha to unakos. Number two, you learn that bracha, birchas hamazon, requires a kos, right? Because that's why he wasn't going to use it until afterwards. You see from this story that you have to bench with ala kos. Vishma mina kosha bracha tzorach shir. And also the kosha bracha, there's a certain requisite amount to it because he didn't have enough. You didn't have enough for the two koshal brachas. Vishmami nahama barach tzarach shiyito. And also we learn that the mevarech has to taste it. Mevarech tzarach shiyitom has to taste the wine. The Rashbam says, echad min hashomim. He or one of the ones that hear, and we discussed this about who has to drink it. Ubishtias echad miyam yasu kulan, they're yotze. Somebody has to drink it. Vishmami na tamu pagamo. And we also learned that if once you taste the wine, you're pogame the wine. That's why he couldn't retaste the wine. Why couldn't he take a little sip and then use it again later for shalot for malav amalka? Couldn't do that. Vishmami na ta'am avdil. You also learned that even if you were toaim, like in this case, you ate malav amalka, that doesn't mean that you don't have to make avdala anymore. You still have to make avdala, even if you by mistake ate or drank before avdala, or even here on purpose. Vishmami na omer beis kedushas al kos echad. And finally, the last one is also that you're allowed to say two kedushos on one kos, like here, vishmami na, like here, we're saying birchas hamazon and havdalah. And vishmami na beishamai hi vali b'drab Yehuda. And also, the order of the story is beishamai z'rab Yehuda, meaning not like what we do, right? He has ner before besamim, right? A different shita than we have. Period. Okay, there's a lot to talk about these shmami nas. Maybe we'll just talk about one or two. Number one is bracha tuna kos. Birchas hamazon needs a kos. So many, we don't bench ala kos a lot, but that's what it seems to say in the Gemara, bracha tuna kos. So if you look in Tosfos here has two days. What type of benching? Tosfos says, shmamina, ksas mashma, da'afilu biyachid tuna kos. Sounds a little bit that even one person, we quoted that from the Chassam Sofer in a couple of days ago, right? Even one person benching has to do it ala kos. Sounds like he was alone. He came home. He's benching alakos. Also later on, it sounds like you also bench alakos. Fine, it continues. And then he says a couple lines later, the minhag olam is not to. If you have a mezumin, you bench alakos. For Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Rabbeinu Meir Omer, right, the Rashbam, Lahatin kos afilu biyachid v'chein muchach b'medrash shocher tov al krash shiri rishon shibarta. Okay, v'yod mochiach morir Rav Yechiel the tina kos afilu biyachid. Because if you don't need a kos, then why did he wait? Just leave it for later. Use it now and then don't bench ala kos. Okay, either way, 2 days in Tosfos whether you need even for one, but for sure for three. The Minhag HaOlam already the poskim quote in the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchas Seuda, that there are other Rishonim that say it's all a Rishus. There is no Chiyuv. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Kuf Pei Beis, Yesh Omrim Sheberchaz Amazon Tuna Kos Afilu B'Yachid V'Tzorach Lachzor Olav. Who's he quoting? Psachim Kuf Hei L'Das HaTosfos. There it is. V'Lo Yochal Amein Lo Kos L'Varech Olav V'Hu Metzapev V'Efshar Shiyelo. If you're only going to get a Kos in 2 hours, you got to wait to eat your meal. Number one. And V'Yesh Omrim She'ena Tuna Kos Ela B'Shlosha. Some say no, only three. Medrash v'yesh omrim she'ena tuna kos klal afilu b'shlosha Rif and Rambam. There's no chiyuv. The Mishnah Berurah quotes. There's alachad chila if you want to use it, but there's no chiyuv, and that's what the Minhag HaOlam is. Minhag HaOlam. The Mishnah Berurah quotes. Minhag HaOlam alhakel kedei shlishis shelo lechazer achar kos. We don't nafkar. Maybe regarding 10, it's a special din to use a kos. Or at 3, there's no reason not to. If you want to use even the Rambam is lechad chila to use a kos even for 3. So that is the line of bracha to una kos. Bracha kosha bracha tzarach shir. As we know, one need requires a shir, a requisite shir for kiddush. That's the problem with making kiddush on schnapps on a shot glass. There is a Taz that defends the minhag of making kiddush on a shot glass. He knows it from halacha, since you can make bracha achrona on that amount, so to kiddush. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Kiddush says, we might not even hold like that Taz in Hilchas Bracha Achrona, let alone in Hilchas Kiddush. So generally, one should just be Yotze, somebody who has a whole kos with Kiddush. And then they could have their own, if they want to have a cup of schnapps afterwards, a shaklets of schnapps, but they shouldn't use that lechad chila for making Kiddush, because halachically there are issues as well. There's a number of issues. Also here it says that the kosha bracha has to be drunk. There is an important Rashi in Erevin, where Rashi says, we'll end with this Rashi, we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Erevin Daf Mem, Rashi says, it's a genai for the kosha bracha not to be drunk from. It's a genai. So all the mefarshim, it's a genai? What about a bracha levatala? You made bari peragafen, you're not going to drink? What do you mean it's a genai for kosha bracha not to drink from it? It's got to be something more than that. So all the Achronim get into the Yak, Yafi Kayam and Rav Moshe. What exactly does that Rashi mean? Okay, we'll have to start maybe with that Rashi, Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, and then we'll continue a little bit more about maybe the various Havdalas and a couple of other issues that come up tomorrow. Kiddush Rabbah comes up, and other issues as well. Okay, we'll stop here.